Now, up next, we're going to be talking all about dance with Ahmed Salsar, who is the founder and the co-director of the 5th Dubai International Dance Festival. It's going to be taking place from the 17th to the 20th of October over at Duck Tack Mall of the Emirates. Ahmed, welcome. You think you almost danced into the studio there, didn't you?
Yeah. It's great to be back, Siobhan. Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you. Now, tell me all about it. So, what's happening?
Well, we're excited. The festival is taking place from the 17th to the 20th of October. At Duck Tack. It's great to be back at Duck Tack. We've got lots of shows lined up, workshops, lots of parties. It's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be an exciting weekend.
Yeah. Now, who can go and what can you do?
Anybody and everybody. If you're interested to watch a musical dance show, then it's for you. If you would like to learn any kind of dance form, I mean, we've got about maybe 15 to 20 different types of dance styles.
Oh, I see.
Of all levels. I mean, if you've never danced before, and a lot of people say that, oh, I've got two left feet. You know what? We can give you the other two right, so you can come along.
We'll make a pair.
We'll make a pair, yeah. So we've got the dance workshops as well. And so we're excited. We're looking forward to it.
Now, this is the fifth one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been growing.
As I said, it's been growing every single year. Now, is there a particular focus this year? Because I've got a list of a lot of the dancers that are coming, and you've got from Cuba in Italy, from America, from Colombia, Belgium, the UK, France, Portugal, and gosh, I'm not going to read them all out, but what I like to see, South Africa, is a lot from Dubai as well.
Yes, and I mean, the festival is an opportunity for the local dance community to come together to celebrate music and dance. I guess this is the only weekend in the year where everybody comes together locally. What we also do is internationally, we invite some exciting talent. And this year we've got Cio Fernandez, who's coming all the way from Cuba, who's a great entertainer and a singer, and who would also be one of the lead characters in the dance musical that we will have on the 18th and the 19th. We've got Alessia, who is a very popular dancer in Italy at the moment, who's also a jazz teacher. So we're also excited to have her on board. We've got the world champions, the world salsa champions, coming all the way from Colombia, who we are really so excited to see. We also have the Sylvester and Nirvana from South Africa, the Latin ballroom champions. So every year what we do is we take the best of the best locally, and we get some of the most exciting talents internationally to come to Dubai to showcase the talents.
Now tell me, so there's workshops, there's classes. How do you register? What's the best way to get involved?
The workshops are taking place on Friday, the 19th of October, mm-hmm. in Duck Tack. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning all the way to 5 o'clock. You just have to call Duck Tack to buy your tickets or to make a reservation, or just show up on the day. We've got three rooms of workshops at any given point in time, so you can choose. There's so many different types of workshops that people can do. Whether you want to learn salsa or tango or even drumming, percussions, we've got the Dubai Drums crew who's going to be there, so people who would like to try a little bit of percussions, they can do that. African dancing, Bollywood, I mean, you name it.
Try your hand at everything.
Yeah, I mean, 1 hour you could be doing salsa, next hour you could be doing drumming, another hour you could be doing belly dancing, or hip hop, or whatever you like. It's fantastic.
And then, as you said, it all comes together at the end with a performance.
Yes. The highlight of the festival is are the shows, for sure. I mean, the amateurs, you know, because we have a lot of people going to different dance schools, learning all kinds of different types of dances. But they don't have an opportunity where they all come together on stage. So this festival kind of gives them that. So on Thursday and Friday, we've got two sets of shows. We've got the dance exhibitions, which is predominantly the amateurs and the exhibition shows. And then we've got the musical show, which is called the Final Dance Challenge.
Okay.
This will be performed by the international artists. Right. So that's going to be an exciting one.
Now, you know, you talk about the dance community. How strong is it in Dubai? Now, I know there's loads of places here that you can do dancing. I think, what's the big craze at the moment?
Well,
what's it? Zumba, that's it.
Zumba is really big. I mean, it's big all over the world, to be honest. I mean, and it has taken Dubai by storm. In terms of the dance community in Dubai, it has grown tremendously. I mean, I've had the privilege of of actually seeing the dance community grow from an infant stage to where it is today. There are so many new instructors coming into town, so many different types of schools, so many different types of dance forms, like Kizomba. Kizomba is a dance from Angola.
Ooh.
I mean, we've never had that before. And there are people teaching it. Obviously, I mean, there's so many different types of talent coming into Dubai to start a career in dance, which really never existed in the past.
No, not at all.
So this festival kind of gives them the opportunity to all come and showcase their talent, you know.
Now, one of our listeners said, where is DuckTac? It is at Mall of the Emirates.
Yes. DuckTac is actually the short form, but it's actually called the Dubai Community Theatre and Arts Centre, which is in the Mall of Emirates.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state-of-the-art theatre. It's got incredible workshop facilities. It's a beautiful venue, so I would ask everyone to pass by and have a great time.
Now, tell me a little bit about you though, Ahmed. I mean, are you going to be hopping around and trying all the different sorts of dancing? I know that you're sort of, your heart is quite close to salsa, isn't it? That's where you started.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when we first started this festival, we started as a salsa festival.
Yeah.
And then we thought, why don't we actually expand it so that we include the rest of the dance community? That's how the whole Dubai Dance Festival came about. Personally, I enjoy all types of music, but salsa is the one that's close to my heart. That's why people call me Ahmed Salsa. Although I keep telling them, please, that's not my surname.
That's how I announced you as well on the show.
but I mean, we are really excited. We're looking forward to it. I mean, every year we have new talents, even locally, and participating. And this year we have so many new acts. Just to tell you, for example, we've got a few new schools that will be taking in the festival for the first time. There's Shaimak International School, which is an Indian dance school. You've got Yasmin Talent Center, which teaches mainly Latin ballroom. You've got there's so many. There's a Dubai Dance Studios in the JLT. And even internationally, we've got a group of dancers coming from places like Kazakhstan, who we've never heard of before. But it's become such a global and international festival where people from all over the world want to come to Dubai to participate.
Fantastic.
We've got a group coming from Serbia. I mean, again, this is the first time they come to this part of the world.
Yeah.
They've never been here. And, you know,
just celebrating, celebrating dance.
It's all about dance. Dance is life at this most sensational moment.
Now, so you can get the tickets from DuckTac. Is there a website, anything you'd like to direct our listeners to?
Yes, people can if you want to get some tickets, go to the DubaiDanceFestival.com or call DuckTac, and they'll be more than happy to help you out.
And so what do you sort of buy tickets for the day, or?
You can buy, for example, if you want to do the just the workshops, you can buy the dance pass. That would also give you an opportunity to watch a show. Or if you want to and go to the parties later in the evening after the shows, then you can buy the combo pass. If you just want to go to the shows, just enjoy
the
show.
You can be a spectator or something.
Yeah, you could just come and have a look at the shows. That would be great.
And one of our listeners says, if I want to learn to, I said, begin to dance, where should I go? Social dancing.
For salsa, you mean? Or
no, he says, I don't know, social dancing. Maybe like just going to a club.
Yeah, I mean, there are many clubs. I mean, Dubai we're fortunate to have so many different types of clubs. But
this would be a great introduction, I suppose, to them.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to give salsa a shot, for example, go to the Malecon at the Dubai Marine. I mean, on a Saturday night, they have a really good night. You can have a meal and then you can join the class, or you can go to Sublime at the World Trade Center and hotel where on a Monday night. And again, there you can enjoy yourself. Mm. I mean, there are many, many, many places to go to.
Wonderful. Okay.
The good thing about this is that when people come to the workshops, they will have access for information, because all the schools are going to be there, so they can get all types of information.
Thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you very much.
It sounds like a really great event and going to attract so many people, I think. It's the fifth dance festival taking place. Let's get those dates once again, between the 17th to the 20th of October. And it's over at DuckTac at Mall of the Emirates. www.dubaidancefestival.com is the website to find out more. And Ahmed, I'll call you Ahmed Salsa if that's okay. The founder and the co-director of the Dubai International Dance Festival. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the very best with this event.
Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to see everyone at the festival.